Some northern Utah communities are looking at implementing water restrictions due to the lack of rain and snowfall this season. Restrictions are nothing new for residents in the southern part of Utah. In Blanding, homeowners brag about their brown lawns, but for northern Utahns, it may feel sinful.
Well, outside of Utah, lawns are not so much a religion like they are here. And even though we live in a desert, up until fairly recently, we've usually had plenty of water resources. And outside of the Intermountain West especially, it's perfectly acceptable for a lawn to brown out in the summer somewhat.
That's Tom Bedden. He's a Utah State University Extension horticulturist and says northern Utahns don't have to sacrifice their landscape to conserve water.
We can maintain our landscapes as is, have them look as beautiful as they do, and still conserve water. The average homeowner in Utah uses double the water they need to on their lawn to keep it green. And just knowing this, if we conserve now, it will save us in the future from having, you know, Las Vegas or Phoenix-style water restrictions.
He says an established landscape will be just fine with weekly irrigation, especially when you add mulch to the mix. And according to Bedden, conserving water is a mindset we all need. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Melissa Allison.